Preface. This book is addressed to my peers, but I also wrote it for committed young adults who seek an authentic way to share their faith with the world. I see in my peers as the decision makers of cross-cultural, nee foreign or overseas missions. This decision making certainly is not limited to official boards, executives and administrative staffs. The pastor of every mission-hearted congregation and the lay people who rotate on and off its missionary committee exert more influence than they realize, particularly when change is called for. And it is a thesis of this book that some structural changes are needed, in fact, are probably overdue. So I'm addressing this to all of you as one of you. My younger brothers and sisters, I trust you'll excuse me when I turn to talk directly to my peers. For one thing, it saves a lot of clumsy literary devices, but please don't leave the room or wander off. I want you to eavesdrop. And if you identify with what you find in these pages, I hope you'll bug us to make it happen. I'm sure you'll give us a reasonable period of time to work out the changes, but if it becomes clear that we're digging in our heels, seek the Spirit's guidance and make it happen yourselves. Chapter 9 may give you some practical help in getting started. My aim is not to preach commitment, but to propose viable new channels for it. I assume that you who read this book are committed, an assumption I cannot make for all Christians. In fact, another thesis of this book centers around a realistic recognition that Christians vary widely in their levels of commitment, and the expansion of Christianity has always depended on the obedience of the deeply committed few. A corollary to this thesis sees the vital, structured communities of this committed minority as essential flesh and blood organs of the body of Christ, not artificial prosthetic devices. And it is in such communities, marked by commitment to one another and by a shared commitment to a task, that this minority has most often made its impress on history. The committed community, with a life of its own, has repeatedly served the church as a whole, both as a renewing vanguard and as the arms and legs of its outreach. In addition to establishing these theses, the latter via biblical and historical models, I have sought to describe the environment in which they must be applied today. This involves not only a candid look at our current missionary agencies as they have evolved from 19th century models, but also a view of American society based on the development of certain subcultural streams. Here, I have not sought a complete analysis, nor have I sought to prove the superiority of any one application. I do have some opinions, and I have shared them. These may turn out to be no more than seed thoughts. Some of you may push on from there and develop even more viable options. Great! But new options we must have, whether as supplements to or modifications of our present structures, if we are to absorb the human energy potential that we have and need for sharing our faith with the world.